Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 126, I'm going to read two verses, verses 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Most people, when asked what they want in life, will say something like this: I just want joy. We somehow correlate joy with happiness. Most people should say that they want happiness, not joy. Happiness is pleasant happenings. Joy is not pleasant happenings. Joy is found on the other side of pain, burdens, heartaches, afflictions, problems, attacks, etc. Happiness can be found anywhere. Joy is only found on the other side of the problems and pain. Happiness is decided by the happenings or the things going on around you. The weather is nice. The sun is shining. Your kids are getting along today. Your in-laws live far away and are not coming. You got a bonus at work, etc. Those are all things that are happiness. Joy comes when it's storming or cold. You haven't seen the sun in days. The kids are constantly fighting. The in-laws are coming to your house, and you lost your job today. That's when joy has potential. Joy is a pleasantness while going through the bad times. Joy focuses on the eternal, not the temporary. Happiness is so short-sighted that it can only see what is happening now. Joy sees the happenings but focuses on the eternal and doesn't allow the happenings to affect its attitude or spirit. Joy must have the negative or it is only happiness. Joy has to have the opposition to prove itself. We see that here in Psalm 126. They that sow in tears, there's the opposition, shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, there's the opposition, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let me give you a quick recipe today on how to reap joy. Number one, tears have to be sown. Tears are a sign of pain or a broken heart. Psalm 42:3, Psalm 56:8, Psalm 80 verse 5. Joy has to be watered by tears, or it is merely happiness. Joy is paid for by tears. The more tears, the more potential for joy one has. My pastor and mentor, Dr. Jack Hiles, used to say that life is a veil of tears. And that is very true. And those tears are the water by which the seeds of joy can grow. Bitterness focuses on the tears and the happenings. Joy sees the eternal through the tears. Bitterness demands the removal of the hurt or the cause of the tears. Joy demands tears in order to see the eternal. So there must be tears to have been sown. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Notice with no tears, there is no joy. Number two, the Bible says, going forth with tears or weeping. Joy is continuing on while you weep. Bitterness is stopping and focusing on what hurts you. Psalm 30, verse 5. John 11, 30 through 45. Joy is going forth as you weep to find the ability to go on to get through the tears. Weeping and not going equals depression and bitterness. Going forth means you literally stay in schedule or routine. As you go on in tears, you get strength. As you focus on routine, you don't focus on hurt. That's what Philippians 4:4 says. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The word rejoice is the word re-joy. The key to joy is to keep on going. You don't need to cry as you do the routine. You don't need to change the routine just because there's pain. That's what Psalm 23 is all about. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Where will it follow you? As long as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Goodness and mercy cannot follow unless you keep going. You can't follow something that is stopped. Number three, bearing precious seed. So not only must we tears be sown, we must go forth, means we have to keep on going. We stay within schedule. And number three, we bear precious seed. The word bear means to march or go on or stand tall, to stir up. Precious seed is the valuable possession. 1 Samuel 3:1 says that the Bible is the seed. 1 Samuel 26:21 says, my soul. 2 Kings 1:3, my life is precious. Psalm 116 verse 15 says, the death of saints is precious. Proverbs 3:15 says, wisdom is precious. Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, a good name is precious. 1 Peter 1:7 and 2 Peter 1:1 says that faith is precious. 1 Peter 1:19 says that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious. Can I tell you something? Hold your chin up, keep marching on in spite of pain and opposition, and bear precious seed. Number four, the Bible says, come again with rejoicing. As you continue on in tears, bearing precious seed, you will come back to another day ready to rejoy and to make it through that day. Life keeps going, and you need to be ready for a new day by getting past yesterday. You will have to keep looking through the tears, but you'll make it if you keep on going. If you think this is the hard time, it's not. There's more ahead. I wish I could tell you that there would be no more problems in your life. But it's not true. We're sinners. We live amongst a world of sinners. We live with sinful people that run this sinful world. There's going to be tears. Tears have to be sown. You must go forth with tears weeping. You must bear precious seed. Then you can come again with rejoicing. May I say something? You'll have to do this over and over and over until the harvest comes. But God will send a great harvest, and then, he says, you'll have sheaves. It's not going to be seeds. It's going to be sheaves. There's going to be bales, giant ones. Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.